This is a CC Radio podcast.
Welcome to episode 234 of the Countdown Podcast. Kick back, pour a cup of something, and let's talk about social drinking with famous people. My name is Wayne.
Well, famous characters.
Famous least. Characters, they're people, whatever.
Yeah, my name is Paul. Welcome to the podcast. We can't have movies and sometimes television in order of awesomeness, so you don't have to. And today, we are talking the top 10 movie characters you'd like to have a or a few drinks with.
Yeah, sure.
I'm sure it'll look better than that on the title card.
But we'll come up with something, but yeah. Sorry about my nasal friend, retro voice today, people. Fighting a bit of a fucking man flu, so apologies for that.
Yeah, and I'm just getting over the same thing, so my voice is probably a little different as well, but Wayne is more in the...
Right in the throes, so son.
He's soldiering on.
Damn right.
Yeah, no weeks off, except for that one time we did take a week off.
Boy, that sucked. I'm
Bitch,
old.
Please.
That's all right. Anyway, so that's the lineup we have for you today. What are we calling this? The Lowdown, which still don't have an opener for.
You know what? The kids were talking about this on the community, listener community.
Right, yep.
And they were saying, why don't we just use the lowdown? Oh, sorry, the recount again. And I can't think of a good reason why we stopped that. Why did we stop the recount?
I don't know. I just thought we got I don't know.
I think they like the recount. Why don't you throw... Have you got it there?
Who wants a recount?
Who? Who? Who?
Who wants a recount?
Who? Who? Who?
Who wants a recount?
Who? Who? Who?
Who wants a recount?
I like that. I like it's it.
The longest opener to the shortest segment ever.
Oh, come on, let's keep that.
One bit of recount worthy news. That is a result from last week's show. I'm currently winning the year 13-10. And the results are in. And I have to say, a little bit hurt.
Really?
Just a little bit hurt.
Okay, Johnny Cash. Oh, what the fuck? I should have known when you were leading up to it.
This is a... travesty, I think we refer to this as.
Oh, what the fuck?
51 votes to your list of the top 10 theme songs pre-2000. Uh-huh.
I don't see why this is
I have no problem with you winning. I'm surprised by that amount. 26 votes for me. An absolute bollocking.
It's the only time it's really bad is if one of us fails to get double figures. Right? And I've come very close to that once.
We both have. We both have. Look, here are some of the comments. Whilst the sad music plays
what the
in the background.
This music is bullshit.
Jared DeMezzo, one time co-host, a couple of times co-host. Doesn't like Doctor Who? Doctor yeah. Who seems to have really been the slayer.
Doctor Who was... I was getting my ass kicked for that.
Well, but also, apparently sci-fi theme songs are dead. This ode is to you.
What the fuck? Can we turn this bullshit off, please?
You're ruining the moment.
Fuck off.
Yeah, so Battlestar Galactica, Doctor Who.
Would you please turn this bullshit off? Thanks, motherfucker.
They're all gone. They're goodbye, hence the music from Predator, saying goodbye to them.
That was Predator. Fuck off.
It's a callback to an earlier episode. Wayne,
I remember.
You do remember, I'm surprised.
Oh, yeah.
Here are some of the other comments on the Facebook listening community. Link is in the show notes if you would like to join and get involved with the discussion. Ethan Petri said, was with Wayne till Paul had Doctor Who and Red Dwarf.
Yeah, well, everyone loved the Doctor Who.
Not everyone did. There was a few people who were like, well, Paul had Doctor Who. Grant Lanham had... Okay, so here's the thing. When it comes to music-based countdowns, Wayne is my spirit animal. However, I made a promise to myself that whoever had Cheers at number one would get my vote. But then Paul dropped Star Flaps. So I'm right to say that in protest, I give my vote to no one. Single lonely tear rolls down his ashen face.
Nice work. I did laugh at that. And for the record, Grant, I would have called it Flat Blazers. But okay.
Cade Moyer said, Wayne, my boy, had Inspector Gadget. Geordie Davidson said, okay, boys, fellas, it hurts to have left off the X-Files. Other notable misses were Star Trek, The Next Gen, Gummy Bears, Sloot Your Shorts, and Reading Rainbow. I don't even know what the fuck half of those ones are.
Reading Rainbow, yeah, yeah.
That said, DuckTales is the one I needed to see this week, as Firefly was last week. So again, despite how wrong and dumb he is on Doctor Who, I am voting Wayne. Richard Sen had, gee, I don't know what I was doing in the 90s, clearly not watching TV. Half the shows I've never heard of, DuckTales.
Really?
Paul gets my vote because of Doctor Who.
Wow.
And Juan had, Paul's bottom five is really solid, but Wayne takes it with DuckTales, Cheers, and Greatest American Hero in his top five.
Booyakasha.
Troy Spinner, the other host of Comic Confidential, along with Cade, says, got to give Paul props for picking the best of the Doctor Who themes. Well, thank you, Troy. Nice. But going with Wayne this week for DuckTales, Inspector Gadget, and the higher Greatest American Hero. Mark Bryant had Greatest American Hero is my favorite TV show of all time, so there can be only one winner. And it basically goes on a lot. It seemed 50-50 in the comments, but all the votes were for you. Then there was a very amusing picture, which Ashley, our good friend, made of you potentially doing something wrong with my rear end. Did you see that picture?
No, it's fucking hilarious. I'm going to look at it now.
Meanwhile, Daniel and Dean from the IMDb Journey podcast are laughing in suits in the background.
I'm going to watch
because my comment was, this is the greatest tragedy I have endured as a podcaster since you let Daniel and Dean beat us.
I didn't let it. Well, fine. All right, fine.
Anyway, that means now it's very close. 13 to me, 11 to you. Can we all stop voting for Wayne to get close? Because it's good enough now. It's good enough. I'm not saying you would have won. You would have. The week before, there was like five people said, to get it close, and you won by three votes. I'm like,
you know, I'll take any kind of pity, so I have no pride. But thank you very much. Look, you know, this thing doesn't. This never, you know, I'm sure you'll go fine this week.
Unlikely.
Well,
unlikely. This one is such a subjective list. It's very hard.
Actually, I don't even know how you would vote,
how
this
you
one.
Vote for this one, but we'll give it a bash and see how we go. With that note, let's get into it then. The top 10 movie characters you'd like to have drinks with on the other side of this music cue. And movie characters to have drinks with.
So we're just doing that every week now?
You've only just noticed. Is how we're rolling today for episode 234 with thanks to Daniel from the IMDb Journey podcast, aforementioned, and Sam from the Movies and 20Qs podcast. Was their idea. We put it out to our Facebook listener community.
Nice.
What shows would you like to hear? Daniel said actors. Sam said movie characters. So we're doing movie characters first. One day down the road, we might do actors.
Yeah, that sounds cool.
Well, how'd you go about this list, Wayne? It's very subjective. Very all over the place. What was your criteria?
I'm literally thinking, what would amuse me to sit with someone and drink and talk about? Who would I like to know shit about from this whatever? That's it. So for me, I hate drunk people. Like, I fucking hate them. Like, they bore the shit out of me. They're like, hey, how's it going? They're with the one half-closed eye. It gives me the shits, right? So I actually want a civilized couple of drinks. No, you don't do it, motherfucker. It's cool. A lot of our friends.
Let me have another drink.
And this is just because, you know, as someone who is Asian and can't drink very well, you appreciate the other end of it. Yeah, so I'm looking for an enlightening, interest, funny as fuck conversation from that person.
Okay.
And I don't know, my number one could easily be my number seven, could be, you know, I don't know how it goes up in rank. I just, the ones I think about most to go to number one.
Yeah, that's kind of the way I went. The first one that came to mind was my number one. The second one that came to mind was my number two.
Yeah, just like that.
And then there was a little bit of reordering based on probably really, really subjective criteria, which we'll get to as we roll.
Sure.
And my honorable mentions list was as long as my arm.
There you go.
Not my dick.
Well done.
Which is longer.
There you go. We thought of the same
really
joke.
shit. Anyway, so that's how I kind of rolled.
Nice one. I want you to start this week.
All right. I'm more than happy to start and lead it away with a character who I think would just be an absolute blast to have a drink with because tells the best goddamn story.
It's all about that shit,
isn't
it?
And he is pretty much drunk through much of the film that he's in.
What?
I'm talking about Quint, as played by Robert Shaw in Jaws. And I would get to sing this with him. Farewell and adieu to my fair Spanish ladies.
Which one did he, is
farewell
it?
Farewell and adieu.
Yeah, you're killing me. You're killing
ladies
me.
Of Spain.
You're killing me. Wait,
and I also get to sing this even more.
Show me the way,
the way to go home.
That's the bum, one I remember.
Bum, bum.
So, okay, apart from the singing, Quint, he's gruff.
He's gruff. He is an alcoholic, quite clearly.
Sure.
That's not why I want to have a drink with him. Just saying, like, he can hold his liquor. And I wouldn't want to go one for one with him, which is kind of why he's down here at number 10.
Are you kidding me? He'd crush anyone.
Yes, exactly. So I'm not sure how much of the night I would remember.
Yeah, that's a tough thing with these things.
Yeah.
How long are you going to drink with these people?
Yeah.
Is it all night? Is it a few hours?
But just to hear the USS Indianapolis story, to hear all his other war stories, to hear about some of the big time sharks and whatever else he's caught.
Agree. This is a pretty classic
choice. Hell of a guy, a character to have a drink with, I reckon.
Not bad. Not bad. Would you drink on the boat?
Probably not.
See, I don't want to be on the boat. That's the thing, because he might just fuck off.
He's
going
to come back to land occasionally.
Crazy. Exactly.
Yeah. In a bar near wherever he moors.
Near the coast. Yeah, exactly.
That'll do just fine.
Fine. All right, nice one. My number 10 is not dissimilar in spirit.
Okay.
It is the wolf from Pulp Fiction. Now,
oh, yeah, okay, Harvey Keitel.
Yeah, Harvey Keitel. So imagine.
Sorry, not Harvey Keitel, the wolf.
The wolf, exactly. The idea that there could be a person whose job it is to be a fixer that people call whenever they need help out of a jam to dispose of a body or chop up a car or find a good breakfast spot. this guy.
Which is exactly why you would call him.
Oh, man, this guy would be on my speed dial. Now,
have you been to this new place yet?
Yeah, can you tell me, like, how is the.
I reckon you've been in places quicker than he would, though. Even
that's
the wolf.
True. I might be the wolf of breakfast.
So you are the wolf of brunch.
Yeah.
The wolf of Brunch Street.
The wolf of Brunch Street. Fantastic.
Wayne brunches more than anybody in the known universe. Pretty much, if it's a day in the Y and he doesn't have to work, he is brunching.
Let me tell you something, people. If you have a day off or a weekend or whatever it is, okay, there's no better way to start that day than hitting brunch. Some of you may say, exercise, I say poo-poo to you. Go get some eggs and something, and you'll be having a great day. So that's what one guy talking. Anyway, this guy here, the wolf, okay? First of all, he's called the wolf, so he has to be pretty cool, all right? But secondly, he is in a tuxedo at 9 a.m. when Marcellus calls him and says, yo, I need this shit done. And he's like, uh-huh, write some shit down. Turns up, fixes the situation, dates the girl. Just like nuts. I mean, this guy's going to have some great stories, am I right? Like,
for sure. It's good thinking, pick. I like it.
Whiskey somewhere, nice bar. That's the kind of drink I'm having with this guy. The wolf. That's my number 10.
Very nice. I do appreciate that pick a lot. My number 9 can be summarized with this.
Oh, are you going to Martin Riggs?
Because I am. I'm going to bend the rules a little bit. I'm going after drinks with Riggs and Murtaugh.
Riggs and Murtaugh.
Because they're joined at the hip.
Fair enough. I was
and
thinking
I'm talking
about
era Lethal Weapon 4 era.
4.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they were at each other's throats at the beginning.
Yeah, I don't
that
want
would not
them,
be fun.
No. I want them at the end when they're good buddies and they love each other and they've both, you know, gone to the wall for each other a few times and almost died a few times, and so they're completely comfortable with one another, and we're sitting out and we're having some drinks. And Riggs is his crazy self. And you know if some shit goes down, Riggs is going to be first up and in that.
Of course, man. And you know what?
And Murtaugh would be like, oh, I'm going to do all this shit. But he would be right behind him, and that would be awesome. And just hear their stories about all their cases that they've solved.
And all the shit that blew up.
And the guy that got away, and this one that did that. Remember? Oh, you remember this one? That would just be awesome.
Let me tell you something. Mel Gibson, we're talking about the actor here, but. Yep. A lot of his roles around that period, even, you know, Maverick, when he's a Maverick,
yep.
He is fucking cool, man. I hung out with Maverick. He's not on my list. He's on an honorable mention. But he was cool like that. And I reckon with you drinking with those guys, remember that scene in One Lethal Weapon where they're on Roger's boat and then they got drunk and then Roger thought that Martin was trying to fuck his daughter and then he's drunk and he punched him and they both ended up in there. And then
is that number one?
I think it was now. It was like number two. Two or three.
Maybe it was
probably
three.
Probably two.
Yeah, they're playing for real life. Yeah, that seems too.
Yeah, because then the Coast Guard shines a light and says, what are you guys doing? We're police. We're in the middle of a case of scotch. Remember that shit? They're doing that. So, but that's a drink I could see. You'd definitely have a good time with these two. Yeah, absolutely.
Exactly. They're such likable dudes.
Yeah, I think so too.
That's where I was coming from, effectively.
Very nice. People, my number 9 is... Yep. I had a few here, but I finally settled on Tyler Durden.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Now here...
Cerebral.
Yeah, from Fight Club, Tyler Durden is Brad Pitt's character, and he is he's the impish idea of every dude who feels marginalized and lied to by the, you know, the dream. Whether they deserve to feel that way is another story, but you can't deny that Tyler Durden has this take no shit, laugh in the face of destruction style, and it's very, very cool. Also,
here's a question then.
What?
Are you actually drinking with Edward Norton?
Excellent, excellent question. Mm. The character I'm drinking with is Tyler. It's not Edward Norton.
So Tyler,
but in reality, it would be me drinking with Edward Norton, but I'm choosing to see Brad Pitt.
Okay, so...
He's a character, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
but he's really Ed Norton. I know it's
I'm adding that level of...
Very good point. It's a massive one.
A ridiculous discussion anyway.
Well... You know what it was? In Fight Club, he's talking to Ed, what's it? Is it Ed Norton?
Yeah.
Yeah. And he's saying shit like, you know, you are not an individual, you know, perfect little flower, and you are not this, and you are not... And he's actually giving him life lessons. Mm. And it's shit that is probably true, but very hard to hear.
Do you remember the most important life lesson he gives?
The love...
As he slides out the plane, says, do I give you the ass?
Oh, the ass or the crotch, exactly. And I've made that choice many times in my life. Spoilers, always the crotch.
I find that hard to believe, given your proclivities.
Not always welcome. but yeah, no.
Because you could actually just go with
eat my ass! What the fuck? Eat all the ass
as you walk past.
I see that you've actually worked that in quite well, so that's fine. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Letting that one
enjoy yourself.
Thanks.
But like I said, drinking with Tyler Durden means you might get a truth bomb or two you can use in your life.
Yeah.
I don't think I'd do it forever. I don't think I'd be at the table for hours with him.
Well, do you have to fight him afterwards?
No! I mean, at that stage, I'm running like a bitch. He can clearly whoop my ass. All right? So there's that. Fascinating fact. Brad Pitt originally wanted to play the narrator, but David Fincher convinced him to be Tyler Durden instead.
Well done, David Fincher. That's why you're the director.
That's
and
right,
Brad
bro.
Pitt is the talent.
All kinds of.
Mm. Okay.
All right.
Yeah, nice pick. I kind of like that one. One of the response on Twitter had that one, but literally said, so we can have a fight afterwards.
Well, no, not me.
Yeah, it was Modus T on Twitter. And yes, it is a woman who said that. So
nice.
Cool. Yeah.
Liking.
I guess if you want to fight Brad Pitt, you want to fight Brad Pitt. Who cares?
Hey, I'm down.
My number eight then is probably, it's fair to say, an obvious one.
Yeah.
Which is why it dropped down my list a bit.
Okay.
And it was actually the one I ran with the GIF on Twitter of, it's the dude from the Big Lebowski. Because who wouldn't want to have a drink with anyone played by Jeff Bridges, to be perfectly honest, because he's pretty much played the same character.
Well, certainly in that
20 years. Yeah. So laid back, so laconic.
White Russian? You'll have a White Russian, right?
Sure, you have to start with a White Russian at the very least. I'd like to probably move on to something else after that particular point. But he'd also probably offer you a few more substances than just a drink.
It's just... oh, yeah.
You could probably squeeze in a couple of games of bowling whilst you're having chats about his view of the world,
man. Hit the fucking Eagles, Donnie. Yeah.
This is bowling. Those are fucking rules. Yeah. So I just thought he was an obvious choice.
I think the dude with his long cardigan kimono thing and just chilling and talking shit, I'm the fucking dude, man, would probably be entertaining for a full 90 minutes. If he's your kind of guy and you're baked with him, you're probably the whole night.
Yeah.
The whole night.
I'm not saying I want to be best mates. We're talking about who'd like to go and have a drink.
Absolutely.
So, yeah. That's eight on my list.
Not bad. And that brings me to my number eight, which is also a character of a character. It's Kirk Lazarus from Tropic Thunder. Now, that is Robert Downey Jr. in blackface. Let me tell you why.
In blackface?
Yes. Because that guy... Now, remember, we're talking about don't be weird and white on me, people, okay? I'm just saying to you.
How dare you?
No, here it is. Robert Downey Jr. doing that character was played in tones that were perfect and were not offensive, in my opinion. I don't know if anyone got offended by it, but he got no heat for it. He got zero heat for it, okay?
He got away with it back then, yeah.
Well, you know, every single thing, the way he played that cracked me up. Like with his bulls, he's talking about, I used to be a saucy. He's talking like that and gyrating, and it was, I'm sorry, it was hilarious. If I'm sitting with a dude who's clearly in makeup and he's a white guy that I know is a white guy.
But why does he have to be in brownface? Well, blackface. Why can't he just
because
be
Kirk
the character
because
and
when
get
he wasn't,
in his head?
Because when he wasn't in brownface, whatever you want to call it, right? When he wasn't in makeup, he was just that Russell Crowe wannabe type. He was playing, an Aussie actor.
Wouldn't that be funny?
Not as funny as this. Come on now. If I want to talk to an Aussie, I'm doing it right now.
You can't handle the truth.
I don't know. I always feel weird when I'm watching Tropic Thunder, which is one of my favorite comedies. And I always laugh maybe too hard at the Kirk Lazarus part. And my sister and stuff is like, what are you laughing at? I'm like, look, it's pretty funny. So I'm just saying it's funny. He's playing comedy, people. I like funny people. That's why I'm drinking with Kirk Lazarus.
Okay.
Okay, it's fine, motherfucker. Never go full retard.
Do I have to beep that word?
No! That's what it's a quote from the film!
Oh, God.
Oh, for God's sake. It's like the whole world is made of porcelain now.
Moving right along. And I'm picking a character from Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Oh.
But it is not Indiana Jones. It is Marion Ravenwood.
You what? Yeah, she'd drink me and you on
this
table.
Because for when you just want to get hammered, who better than a chick who is, let's be fair, easy on the eye.
Sure.
As well as drinks like an absolute sailor and owns a fucking bar.
Yeah, but here's the thing. She could drink you under the table.
I don't care. I'm not looking to win the competition. I'm just looking to have a good night.
Yeah, but you might be dead and shit later. She's taking out big fat guys who are also like, you know what I'm saying?
I'm not saying I want to best her into drinking. I just want to have drinks with her because she'd be fucking cool ass.
I'm saying imagine, you don't know where you wake up. But yeah.
Imagine the story she would have knocking about with Indiana Jones as well.
Man, you know what it'd be? You'd be sitting there talking with her and saying, so yeah, listen, enough about me and you. Tell me about Indiana Jones. And then she'd get pissed and be like, get out of my bar.
One more round? All right.
All right then, fine. Marion Ravenswood, yeah, big fan. Do you get to drink with her monkey? Was it her that had the monkey?
Well, the monkey eventually attaches itself to her later.
If the monkey's there, I'm fucking there.
I don't give a shit about monkey.
Oh, come on. Little bastard's cute. Yep. All right. Very nice.
Plus, it does die, that monkey, pretty...
Does it? Oh, because of the damn dates. Yeah, yeah.
Bad dates.
And take away one kadam to honor...
Okay, very nice. My number seven is Ferris Goddamn Bueller.
Yeah, that's good.
Okay, now that's I understand. I like when he was a kid, he was, I think in the show, he was probably in high school, so he's what, 16, 17? That's actually not old enough to have a drink. Fuck it, he can have a milkshake.
Good point.
But you know what? I'm pretty sure Ferris Bueller had a beer or two in his time. Okay, in fact, he had, when he was at the restaurant having pancreas, I do believe he had a cocktail. Someone had something they were chewing ice on. Anyway.
Well, it was a Stroman?
You suppose.
What was the guy's name? Something or other.
Yes, the sausage king of Chicago. Yeah, so exactly. So I'm sure he's had a drink before. But this guy here, I mean, I have known youngsters that have a lot of promise like this. I've met your 25-year-old CEOs and your 20-year-old entrepreneurs. And most of these guys are dickheads and blowhards. And they haven't been knocked back enough times to be respected in themselves. But I get the feeling Ferris Bueller is different.
Yeah.
I think he would be a young person I could potentially learn from, if only in spirit. So
I like it. It's a good choice.
I'm down with that.
Very nice. Very nice indeed. In fact, if it was on my list, then we're ignoring the youngster part, which is probably why. That's why he's lower down your list, because he's not, you know, of illegal drinking age.
Well, I don't think as much as you, Paul.
Trying to help you out there. Moving right along.
Sure. I'd say sure.
My number seven is another obvious one. Couldn't leave him off the list. Lots of people nominated him. It's Han Solo from Star Wars.
Han Solo. Now, I thought very long and hard about this one. Tell me why you would like to drink with Han Solo.
Smuggler and anti-hero extraordinaire. He's just a smuggler in his world, of course. But you know it'd be an interesting night at any cantina he stops by. That is for sure. Yep. Tales of Dodging the Empire and the various scraps he's had with the illegal organizations, the criminal organizations around would be very entertaining to hear. Then you see him get to put his roguish charm into play later in the evening, and when no doubt he's going to pick up, and you might just get a little bit of a...
Do you think?
A little bit of side action as a result.
Oh, you're going to fuck his fallout, is what you're saying.
Yeah, maybe. Plus, you'd have Chewie on board, so there's no way anything bad's going to happen when Chewie's around.
Chewie's basically the best thing about that whole thing. Like, I would say, you know what? This is me being a bitch.
Hold on, people.
How unusual.
Yeah.
I was afraid that he would be mean to me because he was all like, roguish charm and this and that. I don't know if I think he's a coxman, though. He probably is.
Come on.
Yeah, he probably is.
Come on.
Yeah, he's just shooting Greedo and slamming bitches. That's what it is.
Not necessarily in that order.
That's right. Okay, yeah, no, Han Solo. Everyone's going to like Han Solo.
I mean, sure, there's a risk here involved. The wrong person
Absolutely.
Comes into the
starts
bar.
Starts a bar fight, you know.
Well, the bar fight, fine, but the wrong person walks in the bar, or an agent of the Empire, or someone who recognizes Han Solo.
Jabba the Hutt's people.
Exactly.
Yeah, yep. No, it's dangerous, but that's what makes it fun.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay, well, my number is six, people. I'm not sure if it's apparent to any longtime listeners, but me as a person, behind this thick layer of dick jokes, endless cursing, and an outrage at people with bad grammar, behind this whole thing, I'm kind of an anguished suit. I worked in an office, I kind of like the office environment, but I'm also kind of creative, and I wonder about career paths and lives, and secretly wonder what it all means, all that shit, every damn day. To that
You're
end...
You're mocking me,
no,
aren't
no,
you?
No, for real. I think then I could benefit greatly from an evening sitting and drinking and chatting to Jerry Maguire.
Oh, God.
Now, I knew Paul would say that.
No.
Yes, he's Tom Cruise, and Paul no doubt suspects that this is merely me making an excuse to meet one of my idols. Yes, I'm kind of gay for Tom Cruise.
I was going to say meet in the biblical sense.
Look, more than that, Jerry Maguire is the same tortured but not that tortured corporate guy, except he's got it through it all and made it out the other side. So my conversation over drinks with him would be all about how he managed to swing that shit and actually dump Kelly Preston, but then ride off into the sunset with Renee Zellweger, who was hot at the time. Now, any way you cut it, that motherfucker's awesome. what, am I wrong? Come on.
Why suggesting that Jerry saw the writing on the wall?
No, he dumped Kelly Preston.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Like, who would do that? She's amazing. Always thought so. Okay, but yeah, Jerry Maguire is my number six.
I should have said this.
You know
this coming.
Yeah,
should have said this coming. I'm a little bit disappointed myself that I didn't. My number six is a bit of a change of pace.
Oh, let's hear this.
But I wouldn't mind getting down to play a little bit of Fortnite with Thor.
Thor?
Yep.
Oh, you want to be the rock dude playing Fortnite with Thor.
I want to play with Thor, and of course I get a bit of Korg and a bit of, what's the other guy's name? Meek?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, on the side. Yeah, we could have a bit of a game, and we could all be getting into our mead and our big bottles of beer and whatever else and talking shit with each other.
You would survive very well in that environment. You're an alpha male. You like to talk with gods.
just be fun getting on the same team as Thor and having him wig out when he gets killed. And
yeah, that's cool.
And then also complain bitterly to him when I get killed, and him set Korg on to the people to sort out who's talking shit to us. So
can I ask, is he the only superhero in your list?
If you don't count Han Solo?
So far. I mean, as yet.
Yes.
Okay. So the only this is the superhero you would hang out with.
Yeah.
Yeah? No Captain America for you.
Why?
He's so fucking nice. He's a nice guy. Exactly. He would have a great time.
He'd have one drink. He'd be like, I'm done for the night. Thank you very much. Good night. And then please look after yourself and don't drink anymore if you're going to drive home.
But then it's
I don't
like,
want to do that.
But
what's
then it's like,
about?
Yo, Cap, ain't you going to get some hoes? Like, you know, it's just like, what no, are you like, no?
Because he's into Peggy Carter. He doesn't got no hoes.
Well, okay.
It's a terrible, terrible choice. I hope he's on your list.
No, he's not on my list. Well, you know, I was thinking Tony Stark. But again, I thought
I did also think Tony Stark.
I was thinking that Tony Stark would be like a little too cool for school. Like I would be hanging with Tony Stark, and it's more like, well, the event of me hanging with Tony Stark instead of you actually having a chat with him.
Here's why I wrote off Tony Stark.
Why?
Because he could get a phone call anytime he has to go deal with some shit, and he could just leave you high and dry.
Yeah, that's true. Mm. And with the bill, no doubt that cracker drinks like some fucking expensive shit.
Well, I would hope he'd pay for the bill.
One would think, but who knows?
But you know, it is Tony Stark, and as we have seen, we're not quite
he's
sure.
Selfish.
He's a bit
he's
selfish a bit
bastard. That's why I didn't trip pick. He's not on my list either.
So that's why Thor was the winner of the superhero / Avengers, and also because I thought he's into computer games. It's kind of fun. Sorry, video games. That'd be fun.
And you know he can drink. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. He'd be pretty cool.
Yeah.
All right. Nice. My number five people is Matthew McConaughey's character from Wolf of Wall Street. I've thought about this long and hard. Having yeah. You
wait,
this
see,
guy?
He's a very small part.
Very small part.
You just
okay.
want to do this.
And yeah, do the thumping on the chest thing. Now, having said all that Jerry Maguire stuff, I would love... Come on, Paul's laughing his ass off at this. I would love to spend...
terrible
it's
choice.
It's such a great choice. Think about this, man. I would love to spend an afternoon at some pricey restaurant sitting with Matthew McConaughey as he gets weird, starts beating his chest, chanting a murmur while he does coke at the table. That's right. Orders 10 martinis and tells me that the stock market is a fugazi, it's a wazi, it's a woozy, it's a farm fairy dust. That shit, okay? And he gives you the sage advice that jacking off 3 times a week is rookie numbers. He says that he jacks off twice a day because as a broker, you need to stay relaxed. So he spanks it once in the morning and once again right after lunch. Oh, is this it? This is him chanting and doing the thing? Oh, yeah, this shit is hilarious, man.
You just want to do it. So just do it now and get out of your system.
You watch this scene in Wolf of Wall Street and that thing that he does, that's fucking hilarious. You'd be laughing your ass off if you join this guy in his vodka martinis. Let me tell you.
Wow.
This is an afternoon, my friend. This is a great choice. I'm very proud of this choice.
Okay. I am a tad shocked.
Come on, we're out here, right, people? You're with me, right? This guy would be a barrel of laughs. You wouldn't stay
ballsy.
All afternoon.
Stupid, but ballsy.
I think you'll find it's just ballsy and cool.
Okay, sure. All right, my number four. I think maybe last time I said six, one was meant to be five. But anyway, my number four is the obvious one on my list, which you would have seen coming a million miles away.
Yeah.
Had I said to you, what would be the obvious character on my list?
You know, in my head, it's Hudson. From Aliens.
No, that's not what I want to mention. So.
Ah, yeah. Okay.
It's Ash.
Oh, God, of course.
From
it is.
Army
Sorry,
of Darkness.
What were they thinking?
Circa Army of Darkness. Played by, of course, the incomparable Bruce Campbell. Can you imagine how awesome a night out with Ash would be? Hearing tales about how he's fought off the Deadites and saved the world. And then he'd be trying to hit every bit of ass that walked
no,
by.
No, would he now?
Oh, yes.
He's an ass man, is he?
Oh, well, he is totally trying to get his end wet all the
bitch.
Time.
Let's go.
You get all those great... you might even get a little bit of Ash / Bruce Campbell magic.
Dude, if you get the one-liners yes, all night, that's worth anything you're paying that night.
That's what I'm talking about.
No, the one-liners are big.
The only reason I dropped him down the list to four and not higher, because he was probably on paper my number one, is you're probably left with a check. You're probably left with a bill, because he's not the kind of guy who's going to pay for his own drinks.
Yeah, and he's shot right.
He's going to be like... smart. Yeah, he's just going to be like, yeah, you know why you're here. Uh-huh. That's right. You need to be like...
You
get the next round of drinks, and then I'll impart some wisdom on you, fella.
That's right. He's got his system. You know what would be cool? Is if he finally does hook up with someone, as he's walking away with a girl, turns around, looks at you, and says, groovy. Then walks off.
Yep.
That's worth the drinks. Just all right, fair
bring
enough.
Bring a whole round of drinks over, and he'd be like, yep.
Groovy.
Yep.
Oh, perfect.
I would buy that shit.
Perfect.
For $1. Mixing up my quotes there. But anyway, moving on. That's my number four.
Nice one. My number four is a bit of a classic. I don't know how you feel about it. It's Jack Burton from Big Trouble in Little China. Right? No? What?
This is...
Oh.
Love!
Of course.
course he's on your list.
Little China. No.
I don't even know what you're doing.
Do
is
I?
This even a thing? Okay, people.
Lord.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if you... I guess I should have thought you would have it on there. Kurt Russell, everyone, from Big Trouble in Little China, is Jack Burton, who speaks into his radio mic in his truck because he's a truck driver, and he's just Spartan wisdom about storms and coming and looking him in the eye and whatever, right? But more than that, he's so over the top and ridiculous that I would say you would have to get to a certain level of drunk before he starts his Jack Burton, me, doesn't become stupid. Because it becomes stupid if you're sober. But I think at the end of the night, it's a back heavy night. Because it's like he's hamming it up on purpose. But that's why I brought him. You know what I'm saying? So that's why he's on my number four list.
Drinking games? He'd be like, kind of cut
oh,
the
with a fucking bottle. I didn't even think about cutting the bottle. You're right. That would
he'd be
huge.
He'd be up for any kind of drinking game. He'd be up for any kind of competition. There'd be money on the line. He'd be entertaining.
By the way.
He'd be a braggart. He'd be telling you all about how he saved the world that time. Even though he fucking didn't. It was all Wang.
He was the sidekick and he didn't know.
Yep.
That's like me. let me ask
not
you.
Not sure it is.
Let me ask you something. That whole game with the bottle.
Yep.
So if I understand correctly and remember correctly, his bet with Wang was,
Wang says, I can cut this bottle in half.
I can cut the bottle in half. Has anyone ever... Why would anyone think they could do that?
Well, Wang was a martial arts expert.
I mean,
you can punch... who was it? Is it Van Damme who punched like the board and just break the one, three boards
down?
Oh, yeah,
the tiles. Yeah, tile. That was supposedly... Yeah, but this is like... And it bounced off in Jack Burton court and it's like,
it's all the reflexes.
Okay, so he was supposed to cut a bottle. That's like any drinking game I've ever seen. And I've been to Asia. I mean the dirty part, okay?
Did I do that there?
Not that.
That's what I'm saying. You get to play some new games with Jack Burton.
I guess it was an interesting visual. Okay, I went over that. Yes.
That totally works for me. Just the stories again. I know I keep coming back to this well, but the
stories. No, it's always going to be stories.
Stories.
Why else are you drinking with someone?
Well, yeah, you want to be entertained.
Exactly. And you do that with stories. Yep. Totally understandable. Yeah, that's down.
So it was just automatic lock in my list. I was totally...
I came up with him late.
Jack Burton, and then... Daylight after that.
Oh, really? Mm. Okay, so I guess we know where he's coming on your list.
Pretty much.
All right, furry muff. Go ahead, brah.
My number three is a classic.
Classic.
An old school actor who I don't particularly love because, anyway, we don't go on about actors here, we're about the character.
Characters.
How cool would it be to go for drinks with a man who won/survived the gunfight, the OK Corral?
Oh, my.
Doc Holliday Tombstone.
Doc Holliday, not Wyatt Earp.
No.
Yeah, you're right. Why would you go? You're definitely going to drink with him on Doc Holliday.
Not to disparage Kurt Russell. No, we've just spoken.
He's great. And he's the actual hero.
But Doc Holliday was the man in this film.
You know, I read somewhere that you're a Daisy if you do was actually said by Doc Holliday.
Wow.
But more because that was the vernacular of the time.
Still.
I know. Cool. Still pretty cool.
Pretty cool.
Man, he's the shit.
And obviously before TB. Tuberculosis.
Yeah.
Yeah, it kills him. Like a little earlier than that would be nice, but after the gunfight. So you get to hear that story from his perspective. And you know he's going to get a very succinct sort of I'm not the hero, but you really are the hero kind of version of events.
I just want to see him do that thing with the cup. You know what I'm saying? Where he's flipping the cup around because someone had that, Michael Biehn had that shit going on. And then, but you know what? The fact that, he turns up before Wyatt Earp and has a showdown with Michael Biehn, who's supposed to be the best, that made him the shit.
He was nothing frightened him.
And he's quite a card player too. So if you're drinking with him, do it in a casino, I'm thinking.
Yeah, maybe. Just get on the back and just
take a walk around. Yeah, just bet on him. Bet on him. Do something.
That works. Another reason why he's up high on my list at number three.
Yeah, he's a fun knight. All right, good call. My number three is a bit of a spiritual choice, but this is purely because I think this character is cool and I've always thought he was cool and it's one of my favorite movies. I want to go drinking with Bodhi from Point Break.
Ooh.
Patrick Swayze.
Okay.
I'm going to be honest with you. I wouldn't say he's my, as you say, spirit animal, Patrick Swayze, but his spiritual surfer character in that film made me understand people, just want to know people like that. I don't surf. I'm Asian. I don't go near the fucking water. Okay. Our people will.
Sorry.
We'll live by the water, but we don't go in it. Okay. But his whole,
contrary
like...
Contrary to what the Meg will tell you.
Yeah, that's all bollocks. Yeah, but he's just living by the beach. And even though he appeared to be at least 45 in the movie, right? He was still hanging out with the beach bunnies and this and that. It's not so much that. It's more his... He insists...
Not so much
no,
that.
No. It's more that he insists
Wayne
upon...
Wayne will hang around with a few beach bunnies if you insist.
I don't think I've ever known a beach bunny. There you go. I don't even know what one is. But his insistence that there was a spiritual aspect to the sea and the this and the that, also the ultimate rush, which I'm not that guy at all, but I appreciate hearing from a guy like that. I think he was just cool. I would like to hang out for a while with Bodhi and have him make fun of my big surfboard.
At least you said Patrick Swayze, not whoever played the bullshit version of you in the remake.
Oh, God, I don't even think about that. Ooh. I can't even remember that. Like, I can barely remember that
awful movie. It was a fucking awful.
The trailer looked good, man.
Yeah.
As often they do. But yeah, Bodhi from Point Break is my number three.
Okay, well, my number two is a little bit of maybe a spirit animal as well, because no one will make you feel more confident and more...
Oh, shit, I think I know who you're going
to say. Potentially to, to scoring that attractive person that you think you might get to. But
I bet I know who this is, and if it is, a great call.
From 1996's Swingers.
Yes!
I'm talking about Trent Walker, a.k.a. played by Vince Vaughn.
Vince Vaughn, baby! Yeah.
Because who doesn't want to hear that they're money?
Man, that is the shit. I didn't even think about this, but because I thought about Jon Favreau, and I'm like, not him. But I didn't even think of Vince Vaughn. That guy is a legend. He is bumping you up rungs.
He's so confident in himself.
He's like, you're money, baby. You're fucking money. You're so money, you don't even know it.
You go right over there, and you talk to that chick, and you get her number, and you come right back here.
You get those digits, and you come right back here. Exactly. Right. He's the shit.
I call it. No, you don't call it for 3 days. 3 days minimum.
Exactly.
Right. He's got your back.
He's totally got your back.
And he's probably got a game plan. Mostly pretty good advice, because he's obviously a very successful man. Don't think of Vince Vaughn now. Think of Vince Vaughn
back
in
the '90s. Pre-puffy. Exactly.
Pre-puffy.
Now, back then, he was good looking. He was in The Lost World after that. You know how we do. No, that was good. And actually, that guy was really cool as well. You're right. He would be a great guy to hang out with. Because first, you're playing video games with him. Then you're drinking at a swing club.
He won't be afraid to say this place is dead if it ain't working out.
Exactly. This place is dead anyway.
Dead anyway.
You all don't understand how big Swingers was for us when we were kids.
That's right.
It was like, it wasn't just a movie
right
we saw.
Guy's age.
It was a way of life. We're like, guys, we're going to play fucking Nintendo. Then we're going drinking. And we did it.
Drink, and we got to get in. And it is.
One driver.
This place dead anyway.
And if we were in like LA at the time or whatever, it'd just be sunset. And you have to drive along there because all the clubs are really far apart. So yeah, that'd be cool. That's cool. That's a good call.
Thank you very much.
All right. My number two, everyone. This is an odd one and it's going to be hard to justify.
Ooh.
But I've decided to take that chance for you, the listener. The character I'd like to have a drink with is James Franco's character in the film The Interview. Now, some of you...
Whoa.
No, wait, I got this. Now, some of you may remember this film. It's the one where Seth Rogen and James Franco have a talk show.
Jeez.
And they're tasked by the FBI with the mission of assassinating Kim Jong-il. One of them, right? this movie almost started a real-life war between North Korea and the U.S., okay? Also, I think the film is criminally underrated. Now, many of us have a friend or acquaintance who is basically the foulest person they know. I know Paul does, and it's me. Or he thinks it's me. It's actually Mel Murray. So, it's cool. She doesn't listen. it's usually a dude, though. It's usually a dude. Now, typically, this person that you guys all think about your friend like this, okay? This person will have the most debaucherous, stank-ass, nasty stories about stuff they did, usually of a sexual nature. Now, James Franco is the famous talk show host, and in the scene right after this huge party with him and Seth Rogen, you have ecstasy and they're waking up, the FBI comes to the door. And Seth Rogen goes to open the door. He greets the FBI agents. One of them's a girl. And as he's talking to them, James Franco screams from the back of the house, "Hey, whoever that is, tell him to fuck off." And then he starts rubbing his dick and sniffing his fingers. And he says, "Yo, I don't know who I was fucking last night, but I got some stank dick. Yo, my dick stinks." And he's sniffing his fingers and shit like that. Funny how you keep wanting to smell it, though. And he's doing this shit while Seth Rogen's trying to deal with it. Now, you people may find this disgusting. And it is. It's disgusting, but it's also really funny. I imagine I would be in stitches across a table drinking with a guy telling me stories like that. This would be a hell of a night. Am I wrong?
This sort of thing ain't my bag, baby.
First of all, it totally is. All right, so don't even tell me that bullshit, all right? But I love...
Well, because I get with you.
Absolutely. Again, you think I'm your friend like that, but it's not me, it's Mel. So... But so, you guys have to know, I know a guy like this who isn't me, all right?
Sure.
And I used to know him in this in an old workplace that I have, and he told me this foul story one time, and I can't believe how disgusting it is. Maybe I'll make it a Patreon story one time, because it's disgusting, not here. All right? I've always, nonetheless, I can only hang out with him once a year, okay? I can't handle this shit every damn weekend.
Left field cold, and wants his pick back.
Well, I'm saying this is it's an odd list, it's a whimsical list, and here's mine. So that's my number two.
Wow. Yeah. All right. Well, off that absolute mind boggler,
I'm telling you.
Let's recap my list and then give you my number one, which you pretty much already know. Number 10 is Quint from Jaws. Number 9, Riggs and Murtaugh from Lethal Weapon 3-4. Number 8, the dude for the Big Lebowski. 7, Marion Ravenwood.
In my head, it's Ravenwood.
Yeah, I think it's Ravenwood from Raiders of Lost Ark. 6, Han Solo from Star Wars. 5, Thor, and with Korg and Mick from Thor Ragnarok. 4, Ash Campbell from Army of Darkness. 3, Doc Holliday from Tombstone. 2, Trent Walker from Swingers. Number 1 is, as predicted, Jack Burton from Big Trouble in Little China.
I mean, you know, no one's going to have a problem with that.
Already spoke about it, so that's it for me. Straight Very to you for your recap and your number one.
Okay, my recap is number 10 was The Wolf from Pulp Fiction. 9, Tyler Durden. 8, Kirk Lazarus from Tropic Thunder. Paul's having a problem with that one. Number 7, Ferris Bueller. Number 6 is Jerry Maguire. 5, Matthew McConaughey from Wolf of Wall Street. I don't know his name. Jack Burton is number 4. 3 was Bodie from Point Break. 2 was Dave Skylark, which is James Franco's character from The Interview. Go ahead and watch that movie again. Wow. Watch that movie again. I'm telling you, people, wow. It's a fucking golden movie. I think it's on Netflix. And my number 1 is Pure Heart. From that Foulness okay. Before, we're going to Pure Heart.
Okay.
And I could have filled this list with just 10 Paul Rudd characters. Okay, I could have just done that. But I didn't. I saved his ass because he's the most likable motherfucker on the planet. Am I wrong? Doesn't lie? That would have been funny, right? I actually had the 10. I had the 10. Now, the one I'm picking, though, of all of his excellent performances is the guy in Wanderlust or someone, you know, best friend in 40-year-old version. All of those characters are great to drink with.
Right.
But this guy is from I Love You, Man. Now, I Love You, Man is with Jason Segel, and it is about... it's about Paul Rudd's character, who's Pete, who has just proposed to his longtime girlfriend, but then realizes he has no male friends, so there's no one to be his best man. He has to go find a best friend, and it's Jason Segel's character that kind of they hook up. Now, there's a scene where they are sort of becoming friends, so Jason Segel invites him up for a drink at some Mexican place just to have a few and talk, and the scene is adorable because you're watching this bromance develop. And there's a moment where Paul Rudd and Jason Segel decide to stay at a bar and order fish tacos because they're so good. And Paul Rudd starts to drink properly, drains his glass of scotch, throws his head back. And when he comes back, he's got glassy-eyed, oh, shit. And you can tell it's that moment in the night where, oh, this is going to be a big night, which is always a great moment, right? And the energy of that scene and the bro hang is how every bro hang should be.
So you want that moment.
I want the moment every single time you and me or anyone else that I want to hang with drinks. In fact... let's go out soon and have a moment like that.
Sure.
Okay? Because it's good shit. They become friends. The movie continues. And it's one of my favorite comedies of all time. But I want that whole scene. Think of the energy of that scene. That is the essence of drinking with someone who's a bro. Not a chick. That's different. That's a whole different thing.
Sure.
So this is why that character, Paul Rudd, I can't remember his name, Pete, in I Love You, Man, is my top bro hang, drink, hang moment.
Wow.
That's it.
Okay.
All right.
Didn't see those top two coming at all.
I tell you, this is an eclectic list. I wonder how everyone thinks about this show. Has this been a weird show for you people? Because it's been like a mishmash for us.
Different.
For
it's
me
different.
Anyway.
Well, we're 234 episodes deep. We have to do something different every
exactly. It's a weird one. So I don't even know. I don't know if you want to vote for this one because it's a real weird one.
Nah, why not?
Why not? Just to see people like them.
We'll see. Yeah. I'm not sure how it will work, but
I have no idea.
Hopefully it won't be a 51-26
shellacking. You'll win this one just because of Wayne.
At the moment, everyone's just like, just vote for Wayne.
No.
We can see what Paul plays underneath next week's show.
Well, they'll be sitting there having a problem with my Kirk Lazarus. Something will happen for me. Okay.
Oh, I'm sure there's plenty on my list that are objectionable as well. There it is. That's Alice. Any honorable mentions very quickly, Wayne?
Yes.
Before we wrap it up.
Let me see here. Oh, yeah. Bill Murray's Bob Harris character from Lost in Translation.
Okay, yep.
I was thinking about James Bond, but I struck him off.
I would have thought you would have picked James Bond, to be honest.
Well, no. I went with instead Captain Ellerby, who is Alec Baldwin's character from The Departed. That guy's funny.
Of course you had Alec Baldwin character.
Okay, of course I did. Dr. King Schultz from fucking Django.
Yeah.
He would have been cool.
Yeah, that's nice.
And also the Paul Rudd character from Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Okay.
He's good.
I had Indiana Jones.
Of course.
Of course. I had Inigo Montoya.
Oh, God. I'm so surprised he didn't turn up.
And Hudson from Aliens, but also, especially if that was on leave and he had the rest of the squad with him.
Yeah.
Because that'd be cool watching them all bounce.
All of them
each
talking
other.
Shit.
Yeah. Captain Malcolm Reynolds from Serenity.
Yeah.
Jack Sparrow would be fun.
Yeah, Jack Sparrow would be. Yeah, you're right, actually. He is funny.
The women from Bridesmaids, I thought it'd be fun to be out
good
on the
point.
Hens night with them.
Good point.
Yeah. And then lastly, Catherine Tramiel, just because.
Have a drink with Paul, not play with alcohol. Okay.
Right. Yeah, sorry, that's where we're going, yeah. That's our list. What about yours? We wrap up every episode then of the countdown with something we call the Pop 10, which might be a little bit more like the top Pop 15 or whatever today.
Talk about Pop 10. Talk about Pop 10.
Kicking off this week's Pop 10 with the STSD cast. They had Malcolm Reynolds from Serenity, the aforementioned.
Sure.
Nancy Downs from The Craft.
Guess, oh!
Not sure which one that one is.
Yeah, which one, yeah.
Probably Neve Campbell?
In my head,
possibly
it's Neve Campbell.
Farooza Balk?
Must be.
Danny Ocean from Ocean's 11.
Dude, great call. Why didn't I put that on the list?
Our good mate Sam from Movie Reviews and 20Q's podcast. Frank Ricard from Old School. Is that Frank the Tank?
Yeah, he'd be great.
Trent from Swingers. There you go. Thank you, Sam. Nice and one. Thor. That's
Thor.
Greatly great.
There you are.
Steven from Super Retro Throwback had... I'd like to have a few points with at the Winchester with while slaying zombies with Simon Pegg,
i.e. I'm surprised he didn't turn on your list.
I relive my college drinking days with Bluto from Animal House. And I'd like to have an ice cold Colt 45 with the old smoothie himself, Lando Calrissian.
Billy Dee Williams.
Yeah.
You know what he's referring to though, right?
No.
Billy Dee Williams used to do ads for an alcohol called Colt 45.
Okay.
Pretty funny ads.
Yeah, which would explain the image that I can now see right in front of me. Mm-hmm. From Dave from the Super Movie Bros, recent guest host on the show, Bluto again from In Animal House, Trent from In Swingers,
wow,
and Broken Lizard crew in Beer Fest. Quite a few people had that whole Beer Fest crew where they were.
Jeez,
like,
that movie is. I can barely remember it, but I do remember laughing.
Yeah, we're not as drunk as you think.
Yeah, yeah. That's right.
Honorable mention to Gary fucking King in The World's End.
Really?
Yeah, which I just I'd want to punch Gary in the face.
Which one is he?
Simon Pegg in The World's End.
Oh, he's shit. Yeah, I remember that.
Matt from the Crossover Podcast had Lando Calrissian, Willy Wonka. Interesting.
Willy Wonka!
That's a
yeah, you know
pick.
He's busting out some fucking special-ass chocolate alcohol.
And Wayne Campbell from Wayne's World. Wayne's World.
God.
Party time. Tara Maholik, one of our patrons of the show. Thank you, Tara. Can't decide on three, so I'm just putting my number one, Korg.
Well, Tara, if you... yeah, okay. I'm not going to say that.
Good. One of you censored yourself. Well done. A rare moment where Wayne censored himself.
There
on
you go,
the
people.
Countdown.
There you go.
What Should We Watch podcast? Doc Holliday, Fezzik, and a Nine Num? Because this would be all night. Drinking Buddies Don't Get Any Better Than This. It's a dude from Return of the Jedi.
I was just going to say it. Asian-looking Muppet character.
Yeah. The guy's flying. Is it with Lando?
Yeah. Oh, Lando's an odd choice.
Out there, but okay, yeah. Chris Hartman had the dude.
Yep.
And Walter Sobchak and Donnie. Bowling and enforcing the rules. Smokey, this is not Nam. This is bowling. There are rules. Bobby Bogart had the team from Beer Fest again. I want to drink with these friggin' guys.
Wow.
Chris Yeaney, patron to the show, good friend, had three. The dude again. How chill of a conversation would it be?
Mm-hmm.
And the tunes would be awesome. Number two, James Bond. I'd even be okay with him taking the women. And because I'm watching For Your Eyes Only at the moment, and number one, Han Solo. Even the shenanigans would be legendary. And then he added Eddie Shetland from If you're wondering what that is, it's a film that Wayne and I made many, many years
Eddie Shetland is my character.
Is Wayne's character.
I never thought I would hear that reference.
Lenny Salter had another good friend of the show. Had Steve Rogers. There you go. Really great.
Ah, there you go.
Sam Wilson, because banter.
Sam Wilson is Hawkeye.
Oh, okay.
Not Hawkeye. The guy with the wings. Falcon.
Falcon.
Yeah.
Okay. And Han Solo. Cool as fuck, dude.
Sure.
Blake Jarvis had Jack Sparrow, Ron Burgundy. A few people had Ron
Burgundy. He annoyed the shit out of me with that. That's what happened.
Time for some scotchy scotch.
I'd rather go with the Paul Rudd character.
Okay. There you go. Yep. And Han Solo was Blake's number one. Andrew Watson had Tony Stark. He'd take me to the best places, pick up the tab, and maybe let me join the Avengers. Demi Moore and Striptease could meet her at work.
Again, that's a different list, which we will never do.
Mick Dundee.
What?
For hijinks and protection.
Yep. Wow.
Richard Sen had Neil McCauley, Heat, coolest thief ever. John Wick, just to piss Paul off.
Are you kidding me? Paul would fucking jack off on it.
And Jimmy Hoffa from Hoffa, because he can tell me where he's buried.
No, we can't because he's dead.
Billy Dunham from the We Watch the Thing podcast. Jay from the Viewer Skew Universe, drinking beers. Who smokes the blunts? What smokes the blunts?
Jason Mewes is the most annoying fucking character on the
It's don't agree,
so
Billy.
Annoying. It's just like, shut the fuck up.
Well, you agree. He's number two, James Bond, Connery.
Totally. Connery. So yeah. I'd go with Dan Craig.
Okay. And number one, Jack Dawson from Titanic. He could spin me around to Irish folk music any day.
Nice one.
They just had their 100th episode where they did Titanic. So check out that episode. It's good fun. Paul Murphy had I'm Cheating. I'm picking three pairs. Jay and Silent Bob, Wayne and Garth, and Vincent and Jules.
They'd both kill you, man.
Well, you had the wolf. Oh, no, that's pretty close.
He ain't a killer. He's just a fixer.
Sly was our long-term, top-level patron, good friend to the show, had Paul and Wayne.
Anytime, son.
We're not movie characters, though, Sly. Mm. Although it might seem like it in Wayne's case. Movie Chatter Podcast had number one, Thanos. Maybe we could get drunk enough to think of a different plan. Number two, Mel Gibson's William Wallace. Again, maybe we could get drunk enough to think of a different plan. And number three, Michelle Pfeiffer as Catwoman. Hopefully we get really drunk and find something fun to do.
Oh, we did love ourselves and some of Michelle back in the day.
John Hillslander said, Gandalf the Grey, great storyteller, may end up on the adventure of a lifetime. Two, Marion Jones, fun-loving, hard-drinking, seems like a good time with good, no great stories to tell between adventures with her father and her husband. And number one, Dr. Evil. His backstory is worth the shenanigans, period.
That's true. Nice.
Ashley Gorski, Spooky Edition. Number three, Ash. Number two, Peter Venkman. And number one, Gomez Adams.
Ah!
Yeah.
That feels short. Nice.
James Spence. Good friend of the show, patron as well. The alien from under the skin, hot and new to human life. It's been an amazing conversation. Plus, maybe you won't be murdered. Maybe.
Ah, you will.
Tim from About Time. You'd have the perfect conversation and you're guaranteed to fall in love with him.
Wow, that's deep cuts.
Ooh, Wayne
that's
is jealous.
An old James, favorite of mine. Jealous. Wow.
Doc Strange is James's last one. If he likes you enough, he can take you to drinks across the entire multiverse and have the best alcohol and best time.
Good call.
That's a great, great choice. Last couple here, Lindsay Driscoll. Newest patron to the show. Thank you, Lindsay, for getting on board and joining us. Well, you got my number one in your tweet, which was the dude. Number two, Colonel Hans Lander from Inglourious Bastards.
As long as you're not Jewish.
And number three, And number three, Frankenfurter.
Oh, from Rocky Horror Picture?
Wow. And finally, from Jason from the Binge Movies Podcast, R.J. McCready, The Thing.
Really?
Yeah. Captain Ron from Captain Ron.
He likes his Kurt Russell, this guy.
And Jack Burton from Big Trouble in Little China. That is it for this week's episode. Thank you so much to everybody who got back to us. Sorry we can't get through all the feedback. It was a ton of it, and we really appreciate everybody who writes in and helps us make up the show.
You guys are the bomb. Thank you very much.
All right, Wayne, how do people let us know their choices week in and week out, and indeed give us feedback on the show?
Go to your Google machine and type in The Countdown Podcast or The Countdown Movie and TV Reviews. You'll find us there, and you can send us an email at thecountdownpodcast@gmail.com.
We're on Twitter at TheCountdownPC. We host our show through Podbean, so you can follow us there and leave comments and the like on the show and on our website, which is through CC Radio, the Comic Confidential Radio, ccradio.com.au. Check us out and a whole bunch of other great Aussie shows there.
Nice.
All right, and that is it for today's episode. 234.
Hope you dug that, folks.
Yeah.
It's an odd one.
Next week's going to be a challenge.
A challenge.
So Wayne and I have talked this one up. It's going to be a lot of fun.
I don't know how it's going to go, people.
We hope you'll join us for it, Wayne. Tell the listeners about episode 235.
Well, Paul said we should do an episode rating the top 10 PG-13 films. That's all well and good.
Yeah.
But he said we should
Here's make the rub.
Yeah. He wants the episode to be PG-13 as well, which means we can only say fuck once.
Each.
Anytime we go above the one fuck,
you're allowed to say shit.
Shit.
Bitch.
Do you say piss?
Piss. Shit. Piss, bitch. Shit, piss. Piss.
Bitch is all right.
Bitch is okay.
Obviously, cunt's off the table. Oh.
Kiss my sweaty balls, you fat fuck.
That would also be off the table.
Yeah. Oh, does it include your bullshit soundboard?
It has to.
Fuck it.
That's fair.
All right, well, I can get with that. So we can only cuss once. And every time we do cuss over that with a fuck or so, we got to put a dollar in the swear jar.
We're going to have a swear jar.
Yeah.
We have a swear jar between us here, and we're going to catch each other out when we swear.
That's right.
And throw in a dollar every time. So it should be a lot of fun. And whoever swears the most will take home the other person will take home the jar.
There you go.
That's going to be.
We should probably donate it to charity.
Actually, that's even better.
Let's do that.
Yeah.
That's a good
idea. Okay. Yeah, all right, we'll donate it to, and then we'll put a tweet up or in the Facebook community, or we'll donate it to whatever charity people will vote for us.
There you go.
Yeah, that's a great way of doing it. So that's episode 235. Should be a lot of fun. Off the countdown. I'm not sure.
We're doing some experimental shit these days, right?
Well, we're keeping it interesting, let's put it that way. Yeah. We're having a lot of fun with the show. We hope you are too. Thank you so much for joining us again today. My name is Paul.
My name is Wayne.
And this has been The Soundboard, and I better get out of the way with now.
You're a cunt. You're a cunt now. You've always been a cunt.
Fortunately, we just won't hear
that. The only thing that's going to change is you're going to
cost Paul like $4 or $5 with this bullshit.
That would cost a lot of money, that one. Yeah. It was like $4 that one.
Yeah, easily.
We'll catch you next week.
See you again.